Sugar ran out the front door to go to the barn. She was very excited because she was getting her two horses today. They were both Tennessee Walkers. One of the horses was black and the other was white. She had to get the barn ready for her horses. She swept and cleaned the stalls out. Then she put out fresh food, water, and hay in the two stalls. She had just finished when the horse trailer pulled up. Her horses were so beautiful. She named her white horse Jewel, and she named her black horse Stud. She had brought some carrots with her from the house. She gave each horse a carrot as a treat. They loved their carrots, and they ate every bite of them. She spent the rest of the day petting and brushing Jewel and Stud. She walked both of them all the way around the barn. Her father had taken her to a horse farm the day before, where she had picked out the horses she wanted. While they were at the horse farm, they got to witness a white foal being born. It was awesome. There was also a tiny black foal that was only 2 days old. Both of the foals were so adorable. Sugar loved to go horseback riding, and she could not wait to ride her horses. She had always dreamed of having a black horse ever since she was a little girl. Now her dream had come true. She gave her father a big bear hug for buying her the two horses. They were his gift for her graduation from the 9th grade. She went to sleep that night and had sweet dreams about her two beautiful horses. The next day, Sugar got up bright and early to begin doing her chores on the farm. She went to gather eggs from the chickens and feed them. She gathered all of the eggs and put them in a large bowl. She was hurrying so much that she dropped one of the eggs on the ground, and it busted open on the way to the house. She went into the house, and she washed all of the eggs. Then she put them in the refrigerator. She had another chicken coop with several newly hatched chicks. Sugar walked out to that chicken coop and played with some of the fur babies. She thought they were the cutest little fur balls. Then she fed the chickens in that coop. Sugar had a beautiful collie named Biscuit who guarded the farm. She also had a huge spotted black and white Great Dane named Giant. She fed Biscuit and Giant their dog food and gave them fresh water. Biscuit and Giant protected everyone on the farm and all of the animals. She also had two donkeys named Pancake and Waffle that protected all of the animals from wolves, coyotes, and mountain lions. She fed Pancake and Waffle, and then she went to feed her two cats named Diamond and Stone. Diamond was a white cat with stunning green eyes, and Stone was a gray cat with pretty blue eyes. Sugar had a white alpaca named Blondie. Blondie had the cutest face. The thick blonde curly hair on her head always made her look like she had just been to the beauty shop. She was very sweet and gentle. She also had two goats. She had a black goat named Soda and a brown goat named Pop. She had a gray rabbit named Popsicle and a black and white rabbit named Cookie. There was also a sheep named Buffy. There were four cows named Tic-Tac-Toe and Uno. She had a white goose named Goldie and an ostrich named Shasta. Ostrich eggs are huge. Sugar would shave Blondie and Buffy and sell their fur coats. She would always get a lot of fur off of them. They always looked so pretty when they were shaved. Sugar would use Popsicle and Cookie's little poop balls to naturally fertilize their garden, trees, and flowers. They never used any type of poison sprays on their farm. They didn't want to kill any honeybees or anything else. Honeybees are very important to the whole world. Without honeybees, no one would have any fruit or flowers. Her father told her that honeybees were disappearing. He also told her that when he was a child, there used to be thousands and thousands of fireflies that would glow in the dark every night. He used to play with them and try to catch them. Now, when it gets dark, you only see one or two fireflies.